Our present conference is on Christ, our life. Time and again in the Gospels, Christ speaks of himself as the life. This is the climax to his famous triad. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Moments before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he repeated, I am the resurrection and the life. And now, for ourselves, he who has the Son has the life. He is not merely the life. He is also, thank God, otherwise we wouldn't be talking. He is our life. What we have been doing in these conferences is mainly trying to, I hope, make a bit more clear what we already believe, so that believing we may understand. Otherwise, as Christ foretold and how truly he spoke, like the seed of the Word of God falling on the wayside, remember? Where the birds of the air picked up the seed and therefore never bore fruit. So, says the Master, those who having received the Word of God fail to understand it. If there is one mission in life that the Lord has given this sinner, my hope is to make more clear so that people will understand what they believe. Otherwise, the inevitable happens. The devil, says Jesus, steals the Word of God from our souls. So we ask, what does Christ mean when he says, he is the life, and that we who have him have his life? He means that having redeemed us on the cross, he now pours into our souls the life that was lost by the sin of our first parents. To grasp some inkling of what this means, that it means everything. The church's clearest comparison to understand what this life means is to compare it with the life of our body. What's the life of our body? The soul. And we know exactly what happens the moment the soul leaves the body. It's dead. Immobile, helpless, lifeless. The moment the soul leaves the body begins to disintegrate.